Sure. Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey. This is Nee.
Hello. This your girl, Erica.
Hey, it's Nikki.
Hey now, it's Stacy.
And Carrie.
And we are not the girls next door. Girl. All right. So, it's been a rough day, y'all. But, so last week, oh, here she come. Here comes our other member. We gonna let her say hello to y'all too.
Nikki, scoot down one. I'll go down one.
Yeah. Sorry, y'all. Ooh, I can have these. So nice.
Hey, y'all.
All right, so Shay, we just went around and you know we said our name. So you want to say hello?
I'm out of breath.
Oh, Shay. All right. And so last week we kicked off our second episode with It's Giving Piss in the Dating Pool. And we promised y'all before we got into the topic of conversation for the night that we were going to run this show back, but from a male perspective, because we know there are some ancient women out here in the world. So blessing us with their right. Blessing us with their presence today is Gappa and Mario. So can y'all just real quickly say hello to the audience, introduce yourselves, and you know, tell us whatever you would like to share with us. Yeah.
I'm just here. Give me y'all whatever y'all need me to get y'all. That's all.
Oh, all right.
Who are you though?
I ain't nobody important.
So for our listeners who can't see the visuals, what's your name?
My name Yop. I play in a band in the city. That's about it.
Oh, okay.
What band?
A band called New Impressions.
Okay.
My favorite band.
Oh, hi.
That's what's up. And also we have with us
DMV Mario. You know, I'm just here. I'm here. I'm ready. Let's get this thing started.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
this thing started.
It's about to go down.
All right. So in past episodes, we've always, you know, started off the show with a little tidbits of current events and such. And we saw this one post on, what's the boy's name again, Nikki?
Justin LaBoy.
You know that one that always do the respectfully. So I really want to hear everybody's take on this meme that he posted, I think a couple of days ago. So it goes like this. To you, he's inconsistent. To him, you're not worth the effort. How does that make y'all feel?
That's 100%.
Oh.
Oh, that's how we
gonna
start.
So, okay, what you mean by that then?
It's levels to being consistent.
Okay.
So sometimes it's like you could be into somebody, but you know, like in the beginning stages, if you like a person who the stupidest stuff like myself blows me and I don't want to deal with people. Mm-hmm. Like my mother tell me all the time, something wrong with you. I say, it ain't nothing wrong with me. They just do dumb stuff to make me, that's what's wrong for me, what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Are you a Gemini?
No, I'm a Cancer.
Oh, that's self-explanatory too.
So, like, when you really into somebody, you got patience. Mm-hmm. You gotta, like, you like, okay, this is worth me giving the effort.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but sometimes it's a little bit shaky in that too, because it's a little gray area in there sometimes. Sometimes you can be a busy dude, and you just don't have the time that you wish that you had. So sometimes you can't make the time even though you want to. So it's like a two-way street in that though.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Mario? You want me to read it again?
Yeah,
read it. Okay, I got you.
Read it again.
Mm-hmm. So it says, to you, he's inconsistent. To him, you're not worth the effort.
I mean, I just feel like I'm men, we know what we want. So, you know what I'm saying? If he's not putting in no effort or something like that, that's what it is. There's no sugarcoating that. A man is going to, he knows what he wants. You know what I'm saying? And if he doesn't see a future with you, then he's going to carry it like that.
Okay.
But why y'all don't say nothing? Why y'all just.
I don't know. See, that's one of the things that depends, though. Because, like, it's levels to that, too. Like, when you young, you do dumb shit. But when you get older, I'm like, this is what the fuck it is, it is what it is. Like, I don't really play no games and run no game with nobody. Because you get older, you understand the transfer energy. I don't want nobody playing my daughters. Right. So I really don't play with a female. I tell her what the fuck is going to be. And I'm going to tell, okay, I'm going to try. But if she worth the effort, I'm going to give it. But sometimes, that's why I say it's a little gray area for me now. Because sometimes I'm, like, super busy. I'll be sitting right on my phone, like, okay, I'm about to call this person. and then something pop up. And then we in the era now where everybody want to FaceTime me. I be like, what the fuck? I'm doing something. So then when you do that, it's like, oh, but you ain't got no time. I ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of them great areas.
You don't feel like when you texting and they want to FaceTime you, FaceTime just as quick as a text.
No.
Sometimes they just want to see what your background is.
Okay, listen. Okay, watch this.
What your background is.
That's stalker.
Okay, look. Okay, me personally, I get up at 4:30 every morning. So if you don't get up, the easiest time to catch me is from 4:30 to 8 a.m. From 8 a.m. to like 5, it's giving. I'm busy as shit.
But that's how y'all start. Y'all start off, you know, getting that with us, talking to us and stuff.
Get the good morning text messages.
I swear, listen, as soon you get that booty, you like, bye.
Nah, that's not true.
Sometimes.
Okay, watch this. If you know me from 4:30 to 8, you can catch me. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm super busy from 8 to like 5. Okay. So it'll be like, then people be like, and then if I say, they'll FaceTime me, and then I gotta, this what you doing? This what the fuck I'm always doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'll be like, what the hell you even FaceTime for? Because then I'll be trying to get smart. But then it'd be like, you see, this is my routine. You know this. You know what I'm saying? Right. Some women just retarded.
Oh, for real.
Okay, so I have a question. So, you say the inconsistencies and things like that, you putting in the effort. So, how soon into the situation do you put into the effort? Because I had a situation, and it was like 6-7 months in, and all I was asking for was this man's time.
All women want time.
Yeah, everybody all I time. Was asking for was time. He wanted to give me the bags, the shoes, the stars, the moon. I don't need that. I just want your time. Oh, well, it's just not the right time right now for you to give me my time. So I was wrong for leaving, but you were inconsistent with giving me your time if you were giving it to me at all. So.
Okay, see. Okay. You do know a busy man don't really got no time, right?
Right. But
the way he giving you, the way you're getting them bags is the right way he's away all the time.
Right, but.
So I'm lost.
You ever met a person that was busy doing nothing?
I don't believe in that.
So, all right, just to play devil's advocate.
You probably think it's busy doing nothing, but to him, that's busy doing something.
Right.
So to be devil's advocate, like, I feel like sometimes people, they think that just because you're free means that you got to give them your free time. But sometimes your free time is your me time. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I just want to sit in the bed and relax. Like, I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to be in nobody's face. I don't want nobody in my face. So, like, yeah, I'm free, but this is my free me time. You know what I'm saying?
That's the time when I say I'm busy.
Yeah.
I'm laying across the bed with no pants on. I don't want to talk. I don't want to FaceTime. Don't FaceTime me.
So it could be that too. You know what I'm saying?
I go to sleep. If I ain't performing, I be to sleep like 8 o'clock. This is a fact.
Facts.
Like, then if you text me, I definitely ain't getting up. But if you call, I'm penitentiary scared. So I'll be like, I can hear a mouse fart in my house. So it'd be like, for some reason the text won't wake me up because it's like a little bing bong or whatever that shit is. But this motherfucker ring, or I'm like, now I'm up. But that's why I say call me. Don't text me. But I be asleep. I ain't know. It's the truth.
All right. So last week, just to circle back, do a quick review. We all went around and shared why we think that there is piss in the dating pool for women. We're going to basically recap what we said, and we want to get y'all's opinion about what was stated. Okay. So,
and then they'll give
we going to get there. I got this, woman. All right. So up first was Kenesha, and she said the reason why she thinks there's piss in the dating pool is because she said that men have lack substance in their communication. They say that she says that they always want to talk about sex. Mm-hmm. Thoughts?
Can I ask you, you go first.
Yeah, if you need her to elaborate, she can do that for you.
If he can't give you conversation, what are you doing?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not like, but what are we doing here? You know what I'm saying? Like, if he can't hold a conversation with you, then what are you doing?
Exactly, and that's what.
See, let me ask y'all an honest question. You think that when a nigga is talking to you, he's talking to you because, she has a pretty smile, and I'm trying to get to know her? Do y'all honestly believe that?
No, to be honest with you, I absolutely think that it not. Can be.
I mean, here it can be.
Well, you're sadly fucking mistaken.
Okay. I think
people tell y'all what you want to hear, not what you need to hear. This is the truth.
I can see that.
Every attraction initially from a man to a woman is physical.
For sure.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
He's not talking to you. Oh, look at her eyes. No, he's like, oh, I'm going to fuck this joint.
That's
simple.
But what if you meet a person on the phone? You ain't even seen a person. But you like that communication. That's going to make
jail
you...
I'm not
talking... But you got to do that. No. Who... What? Come on, man.
She just called...
Who you meet? I don't want to meet nobody. Please.
Yes, exactly. But I'm just saying, though, like, even you meet a person, you meet them one time, but you won't see them, you know what I'm saying, no more. But you get to know them first.
But hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
What did you give him your number for?
Because you want. You
hold on.
Because he look good.
Because he look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
I mean, time to imagine. You, yeah, he's
it's
great.
Always physical. The yeah. initial attraction is always physical.
Yes, but that don't
so
mean
a man is not a woman. You know what I'm saying? Y'all women see potential in a nigga.
That's
a nigga sees, oh, I'm trying to fuck, but this is what happens. You got to make sure that you get the dude that is, okay, it's not just about the sex now. Now he's trying to get to know you. But initially, it's like
sex.
A fucking lottery ticket. You don't fucking know what you're going to get.
You don't know what you're going to get. Yeah, that's the truth. Okay.
This nigga's pulled out a box of chocolates, Forrest Gump shit.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, so, well, I can take that, but...
Reason number two. This was Miss Stacy over here. She said that the reason why there's piss in the dating pool is because people, dudes, that's what we're talking about, people. Dudes want to hang out and not go out. So when they're talking and they want to link up, it's not, oh, let me take you out to dinner. It's not, let me take you to movies. It's, oh, can I come to your house? Mm-hmm. Stacy, right there.
But you said your house. That's the thing. No, I'm saying, so what's wrong with you coming to this man's house?
No.
Because you said your house last week.
Right, they want to come to my house. But I don't want to go to your house either because I work from home. I do everything in the house. So, like, let's go out and enjoy that. We outside.
What if that man want to cook for you? That's a date, though. That's a date.
Man, they be missing it, dog. Yeah, I hate that shit.
What if that man want to cook for you? What are we doing?
If he say, you can come to my house, I'm going to cook for you, that's something different. But if you say, you come to my house, let's Netflix and chill, no, I don't want to do that.
Y'all listen to too much music, man.
We do.
They listen to too much music.
So, like, chilling in the house to do stuff like that, okay, I'm cool with, you know, talking and you cooking and all that. I'm cool with that. But me coming over and we sitting on the couch and you trying to rub on me and all that stuff, no, that's not a date to me.
Mm. I think that circles back to what the guys was talking about
I'm
in the first one.
I'm gonna be single for fucking ever. Because it's not women's mentality is this is weird as shit. Like everybody's energy is weird as fuck.
Why?
Okay, listen to me, right? Why does a man have to take you out somewhere to get to know you? That shit is ridiculous to me.
But why should a woman
you want me to tell you? Watch this.
Okay,
watch this, right? This is the guy. Why not? Hold on, watch this. You tell me the rule that says that it's wrong. He might be coming over. They might not even want to have sex. He might be wanting to come over there to conversate with you, converse. You might just come out. You might talk in the goddamn car. Let me tell you, man, like, this is how I feel, right? If I ask a girl, hey, I'm trying to get to know you, she's like, okay, when are we going out? Bitch, bye.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But what about, okay, so.
Because this is the truth. In my brain, I'm the one, not the two. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
If you.
Okay, so what about safety? Right. What if y'all only been talking for a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months, you don't really know him? It's crazy people out here. They
for
crazy.
Me,
I got my tires.
Okay,
slashed.
Everybody know me a little bit. So I'm not going, like, I'm not going to risk my life seriously. Over some vagina. Like, this is real.
But
I'm,
niggas will do that.
But there's other
niggas
will,
niggas out here do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? That's why I said that comes from y'all making sure you pick a little bit more wisely. That's what I said.
Exactly. Don't you make
it seem like he could be he could be crazy day one to fucking 6 months later.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all understand this shit? It's about you gotta pick more wisely. The truth of the matter is, women pick the wrong.
I'm trying to figure out when do we know that it's the right time?
That's why.
people what we go through to figure out what we want.
But that doesn't, okay, listen. You need to go into every situation like how an artist goes into painting on a canvas. Sometimes he doesn't fucking know what he's going to paint. Mm-hmm. He looks at that canvas and it goes as it comes to him. Mm-hmm. So this is what happened. Let's say, for one thing, all y'all should have a license to carry, number one. All y'all should have pistols in your house. So he come in there bullshitting you, knocking the meat out his taco. So what I'm saying is,
knock the meat out the taco.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely so protect yourself first.
That's a fact. The first thing that y'all should all have guns in y'all fucking purse. Y'all should have some mace, a knife, all that shit. But what I'm saying is, so if he do come over your house, okay, take a whim. Make sure that you got your shit together. You're not in the house by yourself. Or if that's the case. Even if you got a son, a teenage son, say, if this motherfucker come over here playing, you knock his shit out his motherfucker ass. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, so if you get any type of bad energy vibe, get the fuck out. Yes, if you got grabbed a pistol, get the fuck out. Yeah. Because this is the truth. You're not going to know. A motherfucker can switch up on you. You make him wait 90 days for some pussy.
Exactly.
But this is the truth. I'm a nigga. The relationships that lasted the longest for me is the ones who never made me wait for the vagina. The ones who made me wait, yeah. The ones who made me wait for the vagina, I'd be like, I had to wait for this shit. Sure, I'm gone. What the fuck?
Yeah, for sure.
So what I'm saying is, you gotta be.
We're gonna lose interest. We're gonna lose interest. And,
like, that shit be weird, man. Like it is.
30 days. What are we waiting for? Steve. Come find out how this thing slang. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't.
Hold on. So just imagine this nigga. He got a baby dick. You like, I waited all the time for this. Oh, fuck me. You done wasted your time.
And now you done invested your time, because that's what it is.
Now you're going to be like,
is it about, that's what I'm saying, is it just about the sex though?
Sex has a
sex
major,
is important in a relationship.
Not really, because I'm telling you.
What?
Let me tell you.
Watch this.
I didn't deal with somebody that ain't had the package, but.
Hold on, watch this.
Mentally,
where the fuck he at?
Man, he was here.
No,
I fucked up.
Listen, you're not listening though. He's not with you now.
Because I fucked up.
Whether you fucked up or not, it's not. It didn't work.
Mature.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what he was or what he was doing or how. He's not with you now. That's all that matters.
We just saying. All right. So. It's impossible.
All right. So.
You going? There's no way you can tell me you're going. That's settling.
Point number three. Point number three, cause y'all about to round. Kanisha about to bring out the clothes on people. Oh my goodness. Okay, so number three was Shay. Shay said that basically she said a whole lot, but I'm trying to sum it up in the best way possible. She was like, due to social media and other influences, men lack positive role models of what a relationship or dating looks like. So they out here navigating in the dark, basically.
Like how grandmas and your granddaddies used to love each other. We don't have that no more.
But granddaddy had
Well, see, that's one of the things I call a double-edged sword too, because I was raised by a man. Like my father is like a goddamn, like my everybody in the hood know my father's like boys in Lawrence Fishburne. You know what I'm saying? I used to be outside that nigga coming out snatching my ass up like, get the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Get your ass in the house. But it didn't work because he, like, later on in life, you got to have some type of example in your life. You do. I honestly believe that. But sometimes that example can be the woman. It's the truth. If you see your mother properly loved, you're going to learn how to love somebody properly. So I think that what happened in, like, I grew up in a household where my grandfather and my grandmother was together my whole life. My grandmother was the fucking king of the household, for real. Like, my grandfather was the money, and he was the enforcer, and he was the protector. But even if you went to ask him for something, like, you better ask mama for it. Right. Don't come to me. Did you ask her first? Right. Like, so when I saw that, I'm like, okay, so I'm like a provider. Like, I just provide for everybody in my family, like the same way he did. So I saw that. So you got a lot of guys that don't see that, so they just don't know. And they don't have their men who hold them responsible. So when you around niggas who like, oh, my man a deadbeat, you can't hang with me if you a deadbeat. You can't hang with me if you put your hand on women. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to tell you a couple times, I tell everybody, I'm never going to rat you out, but don't introduce me to your girl and me and your girl cool and you out here treating her like shit, because me and you going to be mad as shit at me, because I'm going to be getting on your motherfucking nerves. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit different. Now, don't say shit to me, because I'm living a fucking single life over here. If I want to fuck 20 bitches in one day and I'm telling all them, I'm fucking all 20 y'all. I don't have no fucking, as long as I give you the opportunity to deal with my bullshit.
Right.
Now, when I deny you that, I'm a fuck nigga. Right. But if I'm telling you, which works out way better than you niggas will ever understand, if you just tell her, look, true, I'm doing the shit out of me. I don't know what the fuck I want to do, but I'm an amazing person. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure this shit out.
I'm trying to figure this shit out.
Now, guess what? This shit is a marathon with me. If you're winning, these bitches gonna go away. If you're not winning, that's on you. But it's very capable to win my attention and win my heart. Because the funny thing is, it just takes time. Because I know how to make time for somebody who making me feel like a motherfucking prince.
He said it. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? You just said that. You know how to make time for a person that...
I said that at the beginning.
Yeah, but then you over here saying, oh...
I said it's a gray area a little bit. Okay. I said it's a gray area a little bit. I did.
All right, okay.
I did.
I get you. Okay.
I said it's a gray area a little bit because sometimes my time frame... Mm-hmm. So then what happens is if I do got time with somebody, then when I go over, I fall asleep. They're like, what you doing? Come over here and go to sleep. Am I fucking here or not? I sleep with your ass. My phones are not fucking locked. You see that? Yeah. Listen, hey, look. Watch this. You see this? Boom, boom. I fall asleep with this motherfucker unlocked. If you want to go through there and see what the fuck you want to see, that's on you. But what I'm saying is, I don't got them issues. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to, I'm here, ain't I? But then I get to, well, all you do is fall asleep. Well, what the fuck? I was working fucking all goddamn day. So that should be hard because that's what y'all do. Trust me. If I wanted to be a womanizer, I could be fucking so many fucking females. I choose not to because y'all believe bullshit. If I was a liar, oh, I'd be winning like shit. When a motherfucker tell y'all the truth, I'd be like, I had more luck when I was a liar and I ain't give a fuck. Now that I give a fuck and I tell the truth, it'd be like, that's what I don't get. That's why I said y'all are super weird.
See? Well, all right.
Weird. Y'all are.
So I accidentally skipped one. My bad, Nick. Okay. Nick said that. She said a whole lot too, but I'm going to just sum it up. Nick said there was piss in the dating pool because of money.
Money?
Money.
Who has the money, the woman or the man?
Nick.
Oh, that's Nick.
Nick got the money. Look at his face. Hey, you got the money.
Look, he ready to attack. She's like, go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it.
Okay, so in that case, sometimes... Most of the time, I know, because in our situation, it's totally different because we all have our own money. We don't depend on a man for it, like for that type of stuff.
Y'all are all breadwinners over here. Good job, y'all. Yeah.
thank you, Mariah.
So, but I mean,
Beyonce fucked that up. But go ahead.
But I've dated men, or you know, attracted men who you know don't have a lot of money. And then because I make so much money, it's an issue. Or I make more money than them, it's an issue. Or you got the ones that want to be cheap because they feel like, oh, well, back when or a couple months ago, I was whining and dining this bitch and I done spent all this money. And
that ain't work out.
So now I'm going to be cheap with you because I feel like you going to do me how she did me. Or like me and Erica both have said the whole like, I was hungry this day, so you know what? Let me hit this nigga up so I can go out.
See if
you
want to go to dinner.
So
I ain't say that. I was just paraphrasing what she said.
So, how do you feel about that?
Mario, you feel some type
okay?
Of
way I look, I can't relate because I never talked to a woman with money ever.
Ever,
no. Never.
You never had a woman treat you to dinner.
No.
Oh, that's a problem, okay, that's too, though. That's a problem.
Problematic.
That's a problem, though.
I'm dead ass.
You got to pick better bitches.
Hold on.
Okay, hold on. Okay, listen to me. Okay, listen. Listen. Listen to me, right?
Take me out.
Okay, with me, right, I feel as though if a woman has a child, I don't even feel right taking no type of money for her because she got to take care of a child. So even if she did have money, I don't give a fuck. I don't come from that. Like, I don't want no, let me tell you something. I was in a relationship. Me and my baby mother was just talking about this shit today. So I've been on and off with my son mother for a long time. We ain't dealt with each other in years. But what I'm saying is, when we was dealing with each other back and forth, I told her today, I was like, you ain't never did shit for me.
Oh, damn.
So I was like, But you all, you got boy, you be in relationships, and I always gotta pay car notes, and I gotta do this, and I. Shit. My fucking cousin was like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" I said, "You know what? I promised her mother before she died that I'm gonna always look out for her. If my son ain't good, or if this person, and now people gonna know because I only got one goddamn son. But what I'm saying is that it dawned on me today. I was like, this bitch ain't nothing. Like never." Never, but I'm going to tell you what happened because I've been up, down a whole bunch of times before I got my life together. So let's say you're in the streets, you blow through 60,000, blow through 40,000, blow through 30,000. Like, she never left me at that time where I remember one time I had like $20 in my name and she wanted to go see the Transformers movies, like the first Transformers movies. And I was like, I went in the house, her mother was in there. Oh, what's up there? I was like, okay, look. I said, baby, I done fucked all the money up. I got $20. I know you want to go to the movies and make this shit work. Boom, boom, boom. She was like, nah. Then the next day, something came through, boom. She wasn't even gonna leave me, and I was super broke. You know what I'm saying? When we lost a lot of shit, I'm driving a BMW. We living out of a motherfucking foreign car. She never left me, and my baby mother bad. She can go fuck with anybody. So I used to be like, oh, this is a lawyer. I had a baby on her. She didn't leave me. So I started thinking like, then you think in your mind that you owe somebody something. But then when I got older and more accountable for my actions, and I got more aware and more enlightened from reading books and becoming more educated on self-love and awareness on how a relationship's supposed to be. I finally told her today, said, he's like, oh, I'm sorry. No, it ain't no, I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck anymore. But what I want you to understand is that you ain't never did shit for me, ever. She couldn't even say you a lie. That's just the truth. You know what I'm saying? Then, one of my baby mothers used to buy me shoes every now and then, but I used to always tell her, take that shit back. Like, I don't like nobody spending money on me because you can use that for what you need. I'm good. So maybe that's a default of me because I never seen my father take no money from nobody. I never seen my grandfather take no money from nobody. If I go to my father and be like, oh, Britt or somebody did, he'd be like, man, you better take that shit back to her motherfucking ass. You a man. You motherfucker supposed to go out here and get it. You supposed to get the money to them. So maybe because that's how my father was. You know what I'm saying? And the reason I know that because I bought my grandmother a stove today, right? And her face, she was like, I told your father, that boy said he gonna bring me a stove. I know he's gonna bring me a stove. That's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
so another thing that kind of segue from the money topic, me and Curry was kind of bouncing off of this. I was like, sometimes is or is it, because I don't know, I'm not a man, but say a man is juggling, like you said, 20 women, you know, you playing here, playing there, dibble dabble.
I don't,
you know,
do that now. I was talking past, but go ahead.
Oh, all right.
Let's clear that up, man.
Yes. I don't even, listen, I don't even like being bothered now.
But maybe they being cheap because they are juggling multiple women. And, you know, $200, $100 dates add up. So Curry was like, oh, but, you know, you got to get creative with it. You know what I'm saying? You don't always have to take wine and dine and dinner and a movie and motherfucking Japanese steakhouse. We can go for walks in the park. We got a picnic. Da, 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 da. Like, do y'all do stuff like that?
That's what I was telling you. Like, if a girl ever say, oh, we'll be going if you want to take me out, bitch, bye. Yeah. Because I'm not doing that. Like,
so you'll never call your girl and be like, get dressed. And
later on.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is like, I'm the type of guy, I'm very, it's weird as shit. Like, I like walks in the park. I like go-karting. I like fucking laser tagging. And I'm like a big-ass kid. Mm-hmm. So that's the shit that I like to do. So I love the movies. Like, I go to the movies like the people in the movie, they fucking know me. So I'd be like, that's just what I like to do. So I don't like going out to eat to me. We're fucking eating. We're not talking.
Okay, so switch it up then. So you would go on dates, but not in reference to food?
Yeah, I'm really not a fooder. Like, I'm not a foodie or whatever y'all say.
Look how skinny he is.
I completely agree with that. Like, I don't want to go the fuck out.
I'm not like that.
Let's go skating and see who busts their ass.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like that.
Let's go bowling, whoever wins.
I like to go out to eat, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to take you to a restaurant you ain't been to before.
Now, you know what I'm saying? My next level, when I'm leveling up, because my father was like, this motherfucker make money and don't want to do shit. Like, I don't got no fucking, what you call it, visa? What the fuck is it? Passport or whatever. I'm signing up for that shit this week. But what I'm saying is, he was like, this motherfucker don't go nowhere. So I just been just busy, making sure my kid's straight. I don't got time for that dumb shit. Because what I hate, I've invested in people, and I always look at a woman as an investment. what is the fucking return?
Okay, so bam, that takes us to our next topic. I'm glad you brought that up.
I want to hear Mario's.
Oh, okay.
Mario's, well, as far as like what the dating thing?
As far as the money issue?
I mean, all of that. I've been in situations where I've been down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And sometimes the woman is there to pick you up. It got to go vice versa. It got to go both ways. You know what I'm saying? Choice. Like, I've been in all types of situations. I've been in situations where I had $60,000 in the bank account. I've been in a situation where I had $20 in the bank account. You know what I'm saying? It needs to go both ways if you want to be in on a dating scene and in a committed relationship. It got to go both ways. People got to be able to pick each other up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But you got to be willing to go through the struggle with them too. If you're serious about that person. You know what I'm saying?
I think if you're broke as a nigga, you shouldn't even be dating.
That's what takes us to the next topic. That's why I told y'all this is great. So Curry said that basically damaged people are out here dating. Niggas is out here damaged, and there's a lack of trust due to their damage, and they have not healed from whatever trauma they went through from whatever relationship or childhood, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so now they out here, you know, adding piss to the pool. Mm-hmm. Thoughts?
Oh, no, nah, listen. Niggas is damaged and don't have a fucking clue.
For sure.
They got mommy issues. Yeah. You'd be surprised. Men treat women because they have underlying mommy issues.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? And then you don't never notice because this is what happened. You're taught in the environment that I was raised in be violent. You a shooter. You's a hustler. Nigga, play with you. You know what I'm saying? You play with them back. You not... You like, this your man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you going to hang with your men more than the female. Mm-hmm. You are taught that this neighborhood is, you fed all lies since from a kid. It's a whole bunch of bullshit. So you don't realize that's bullshit when you fed that in that environment. You're like a dog. And I hate to say, like, just imagine when you put a dog in a cage, right? And you ever notice when y'all go to somebody's house and they let the dog out, the dog just nuts so like a motherfucker because they keep the dog caged up all the time. So that's the same thing with young black males. Like, we are products of our environment. If you're not really taught and shown how to love somebody, you ain't gonna never know. And then when you get older, if you don't really understand the importance of your mental health and going to talk to a therapist, exactly, a counselor, a psychiatrist, whatever, they all different.
Talk to me, guys.
You know what I'm saying? Then you start understanding, like, this is why the fuck? Because I used to always be like, I'd never date dark-skinned girls. Right, I never did. My friends have been amazing dark-skinned women. But me actually dating a dark-skinned woman, I never really did. And I used to be like, because my mother is a beautiful dark-skinned woman, right? So I never realized. I'm like, what the fuck? So then when I went to see I had a counselor and a therapist. But my therapist was like, okay, you have a lot of mommy issues. Because I done got into a lot of shit on my mother. My mother was using drugs for a long time. And had me doing dumb shit out here, like shooting at motherfuckers, all kind of shit. Cause she lying to me, talking about this motherfucker put her hands on me. Then she did it, like, and it took me years to be like, Mark, I went to jail for 100 fucking years over this shit. And you was out here doing, you know what I'm saying? And we talked about it later on. And like, my mom been clean for like 20 something years now. So, but it's like, you be wondering, like, what the fuck wrong with you? And then you go talk to somebody, then they break you all the way down. Then you get a treatment in place, and then you start learning your triggers and why you do this and all this other bullshit. So I'm like, damn, I was really fucked up. But I never would know this until I got the help that I had to get. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm still not all the way okay because I have a bad temper, like a very bad temper. That's why I stay the fuck away from people. Because the stupidest shit, especially like this dumb shit bothers me. So I try to not be the aggressor. I don't want nobody to play with me. I'm not going to play with you. I give respect to people that I don't like, especially when it comes to women. I got 3 daughters. I got a son, I got a grandmother that I love, my mother, I love her, so I try to give everybody that respect, but you know how women is, y'all push that goddamn button.
We know how to do that.
Yes, we do.
What?
So Mario, how do you feel about damaged goods and men?
I mean, it's real. Men are I'm damaged. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like,
what
he just said about a therapist and everything, like, dog, that's what I need to be doing. You know what I'm saying? Because it took me to really be on some spiritual shit, to really recognize that it was me. It's me. I'm the one that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I'm the one that's, and I may use some excuses from my past to get through maybe an argument. Like, damn, this happened because you know what I'm saying? I went through this, and that's why I'm the way I am now. So we use excuses, and that's an excuse that I'm using. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I was hurting fucking ninth grade and never really got over that joint. You know what I'm saying? It's a fact, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you never know until you really have, you got to sit down and talk to people. You know what I'm saying?
But look, do you think now? This is I'm a true believer in this, because you damaged don't mean that you can't date. I think that we all are like works in progress. So we can be a work in progress together. I do believe in that.
Right.
I believe that sometimes two people can be down and pulling each other up.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Right. As long as it's communicable and it's communicated that this is what we're doing. And we got an honest, open relationship with, because you got dudes that prey on that weakness in a woman, a vulnerable woman. You got niggas who know that shit from a mile away. Oh, she green as shit. She can catch me cheating. I'm still going. She gonna believe me. You know what I'm saying? That niggas know this type of shit. So you got. That's why I always tell y'all. Y'all got to be very careful. The lame nigga y'all choose to pick.
All right. So the last. So the last thing on the list was what I said. I said basically that there's piss in the dating pool because of fear. So, and I said that fear encapsulated a bunch of different things. Fear of being rejected, or fear of not measuring up, or fear of kind of like what Carrie segued into about, you know, being damaged before and not wanting to go through that pain and that hurt again. So a lot of people who don't have no business dating are out here dating because of fear.
Of being alone and...
Yeah, all that shit.
Yeah, a lot of people can't be alone.
Yeah, they got the new word homosexuals. Y'all saw that?
Yeah.
People who basically get in relationships so they can have a house to live in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that been like that for years. Yeah. But I guess they finally got a name.
I ain't never had one of them. I don't know what that's.
That's a good one though. But that's a real good one. That's a real good one. So
that's all of our reasons. So we know that there are toxic women out here in this world. We know there are ain't shit women out here in this world, because that's how 90% of y'all is damaged in the first place, because y'all done came into contact with the woman that y'all ain't pick right, since we can't pick dudes right. So why, fellas, Gappa, Mario, why is there piss in the dating pool for men?
Okay.
I mean, it could be a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I think the dating pool is just fucked up in general. I mean, in general, because of the options. You have options. Everybody has an option. And in social media, like y'all spoke about, social media plays a big part in everybody having options.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to get a DM. Females get DMs every day.
Social media messed it up a lot, because a lot of times that woman wouldn't be approachable, she wouldn't be accessible the way she is now. Every nigga in the world can contact you.
What? Easily.
But guess what? Before this Instagram shit and before all this other bullshit, he would have to maybe see you
out in public.
Now, man, I'm telling you,
he gonna find you.
You know what I mean? Like, I never thought. I was like, okay, let me type something real quick. Blah, 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 blah.
Hey, yo, that's some real shit, because somebody I was just talking to recently, I saw that they slid in some DM, and I was like, that's my friend.
And then dudes that should never even be like, that should never have access to you, get access to you.
Yeah.
And then if you one of them women who go through shit and kind of entertain it, I told you, it's like the lottery. You might pick that one that ain't no fucking good, but look like Prince Charming, but the whole time he a snake. So my thing with women is, for one thing, it's more women in the world than men. I see this all the time. I'm about to go to a club when I leave here where it's all women in there, and it's not a lot of dudes. Mm-hmm. So what happens is, like, my female cousins and all my female friends, I be around y'all. I'm around more female. I don't like hanging with dudes. I'd rather hang with females. I think females are more loyal when they're good women. Bad women are worse than anything in this world. So when you got a loyal woman, I think she is the best thing to ever happen. Like your grandmother loyal, your mother type of loyal. Like when you catch a charge and she like, boy, tell me what not to tell her ass. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, type of shit. So I'm around my cousins like, oh, this nigga right here, this that nigga got the good head. This the nigga that got the car. This nigga who take me out. This nigga who help me pay me for my bill. Like y'all got like these niggas in a schedule of what they're good at and what the fuck they do and what they bring to you.
Line up. Okay.
The women have line. It's the truth. I don't give a fuck until you marry her or she your fiance, and still I probably don't trust that either. But Because the minute you do something dumb over and over and over again, a woman, we, our relationships as men is like checkers a little bit. A woman, that shit is chess. She has thought that shit out 10 moves ahead. You want to fuck up? Oh, she already got this motherfucker that been waiting. That she probably don't be entertaining, but yeah, she like, okay, I gave him just a little bit to always keep him
right
there. That's why, see? Look at him, all of them like, this motherfucker on one. I'm telling you.
You too loud, man.
So, because this the truth. You get your game from a woman.
Real shit.
You do. You get your game from a woman. I just told my man, it's never yours. It's just always your turn.
Wow. You know what? But listen, what did I say? I said the same thing, sort of.
What did I say? It's never gonna be you. What you say? I was self-sabotaging myself. I say sometimes, yeah. I said I feel like you self-sabotage yourself because you said, which basically I'm here for. You're trying. She's enjoying right now. Right, I said because like I don't want to be hurt in the end, so I'm not going to, I'm always thinking in the back of my head like this is not gonna work, it's not gonna work. So, so just therefore, have fun when it does like not work out, I'm not
So you know, you're not hurt, it's all you. I mean, I'm hurt, but I'm not hurt to like, right, ain't like out the window crying, you know, because it's definitely levels to hurt. Yeah, it's definitely levels to hurt. When I'm not hurt, I'm like, man, but that's the type of energy that you put into the relationship now. Now you bring the energy into the relationship. If in the back of your head, you're thinking, whatever, that's now, that's an energy that you're bringing into that relationship. I'm bringing that energy and I'm still loving. I have all the love in the world for everybody, but in the back of my head I know you're gonna fuck me over, so that's why.
Respectfully, look, watch this, that's an energy. Listen, that's energy. Respectfully, she just said it to herself. Respectfully, women are nigga bitches. Don't shoot me. I love women. Women are nigga bitches. They have nigga mentalities now.
For sure.
To where they like, oh, if a man can do it, I can do it. Fuck no, you can't. A man is an irrational thinker. Did you understand that? A man is unstable in all his ways a lot of times. So why would a woman want to be like that? A man can fuck you, 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 you all in the same room and don't give a fuck.
So you don't believe, wait a minute. So you don't think a woman can do that?
Hmm. That's not, I'm telling you that's not right.
Why? It's not, why is it wrong? Not being right, we nigga bitches, not being able to do it.
It's two different things.
So listen, what I'm telling you is, why do you want to be wrong?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, she's stuck right there.
I mean, because I've been told my whole life, you act like a nigga.
But that's good too, because let me tell you why. Not a nigga mentality, but when you like, I'm going to give you a prime example. If you like playing, I don't play video games, but I'm trying to get into it now. So if I do meet a girl, she play video games, we playing Madden together, that might be pretty cool. If she likes certain, looking at, I'm not a real big NBA watcher, but I look at NFL. She look at football with me, that's kind of cool.
That's not what she meant.
No, I understood what she was saying. No, you ain't here. I said it's two types of mentalities. You got that one that nigga mentality, then you got that one that does certain things like a nigga. That's pretty cool to me.
So she likes shooting guns.
I'm both.
I just have the mentality. So we'll be talking and she'll say something. I'm like, man, this little nigga you trying to fuck. I'm trying to fuck, get the, I'm not trying to.
Aggressive.
I don't need the conversation, or I'm trying to fuck.
I respect that though.
So, but when it comes, when I say it, it's going, well, damn, Stacey, that's what you do. That's what the fuck I said. Like, why we having conversation? I don't want you to come and like try to woo me. This is what it is. That's it, that's all.
But I don't think that's a nigga mentality. I think that's you keeping it 100. A nigga mentality is like, you know what, I'm going to use this girl for this. I don't give a fuck about her feelings. I don't give a fuck about her emotions. This shit about me.
But, you know, we wasn't on that. Damn. Yeah. See, I just have, Stacey, a motherfucking savage.
Yeah.
I have a lot of God brothers and males that I'm just around, and they all come to me for advice. Mm-hmm. So I can be real girly, or I can go straight hood nigga 100%. So, I just like be thinking like, oh, I heard this situation before. Oh, I know how this is about to go. So, yeah. And I just turn it to the nigga like, oh, mm-hmm. So you got me fucked up. Like, that's what I go to. And they be like, you can't do that because you are a girl.
But this is the funny thing. The women with the nigga mentalities, they want that Mr. Right, though.
I do.
See? I do. And if she finds the Mr. Right, that whole nigga mentality, she goes straight girly on the motherfucker. Yeah. Yep. That's the truth.
Yep. Hell yeah. Yeah.
That's the truth. You know what I mean?
This John said ding, 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 like it's bingo. All right, so listen. That's what's up. So we got like 10 minutes left in our show. I really would like to know, the ladies would like to know, the audience would like to know, what are some of y'all personal non-negotiables when talking to a woman? So like we already know Yappy said if the bitch talk about something, let's go out. Bye. So outside of...
Let me say that. I don't... This shit is going on so much right now. I would get a DM like, oh, someone be going out. I'd be wanting to say, bitch, you paying?
Sometimes like, you should say that and see what she says.
Nah, I'm not gonna do that. I just be blocking them because a lot of times you get DMs and I be like, I'm not like we gotta really understand. I'd be like, what would make you think I would talk to you? You shaped like a green pepper with legs.
Oh,
like listen, no, listen, man, look.
Green peppers.
Health is wealth. Right. No, I'm talking about for me.
Right.
And this is the funny thing. It's certain things like I like thick women. She doesn't have to be a fucking BBL. She doesn't have to be a bad, no. But it's certain things we got to understand. Like, look, if I talk to you, we're going to be walking at 4:30 in the morning together type of shit. Like, I'm not, come on, y'all. We got to make it make sense sometimes. Like, I'm not oblivious to the point that it's some type of physical attraction. I don't try to jump in the water that I know I can't talk to somebody. So that's all I'm saying. Like, I'm real with myself. I'm real with people. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to run no game on you. I'm going to tell you the fucking truth. Mm-hmm. So what I'm trying to say is the things that throw me off, the biggest turn off to me is you trying to put me in the category with the rest of these other motherfuckers.
Okay.
And that's what girls doing right now. Y'all are feeling, they all are doing it. Like, all my friends, I'm like, dude, I'm not them. Or everybody getting on my nerves. I'm not fucking everybody. I didn't do shit to you. So don't bring me the energy that the rest of these guys brought to you, because I promise you, I'm not like that.
Okay.
Or you're looking, then we in an era where everybody are Inspector Gadgets and they fucking Insta snoop and think they know your life because they see you on Instagram. Oh, you post this. Are you having a good day? In my brain, I'd be like, you don't fucking know. I'm in a work truck someplace. I'm just posting something because I'm bored. It got nothing to do with my life. I don't put my real life on Instagram.
Mario, non-negotiable. Some things that's like a...
You can't
out.
Fuck none of my men. If you fuck one of my men...
That's probably my first question.
Yeah, if you fuck one of my men and you don't tell me...
Yeah,
I have a problem with that.
That's my non-negotiable.
That
is my non-negotiable.
Okay, let's break that down.
It depends on the level of the man. Like,
okay, let's break that down.
If it's my cousins, no. If it's a nigga I know, I don't give a fuck.
So what if she told? What if she divulged that information like from gate? Like y'all met?
You fuck my cousin?
No, not your cousin, nigga. You said one of my niggas.
But see, I understand that a lot of. Well, I don't have a nigga. I only hang with family. But if you did fuck a nigga that was my man. And he's a dog ass nigga. I know he was just getting the pussy from you. I'm gonna say, guess what? You're in trouble because she was just fucking you, but she's fucking me now. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I mean? So that's a little bit different. I don't care about shit like that. Unless we was like my cousin, I don't wanna fuck at the none of these guys. They gonna kill me. I don't wanna fuck at the none of them niggas. I don't wanna fuck at the none of them niggas. I don't want to fuck. You can fuck after me. You can fuck after me. I'm not fucking after none of y'all.
But
Stacey,
that's what you said.
But what
too.
If you? So what if you?
You said you would know. You said you would not fuck.
She said if she
your
was
friend.
Fucking with somebody and then she put them on with a friend that they couldn't come back.
Again, it's the nigga mentality. If I'm dealing with somebody and you're like, oh, Shawty, that's your friend. Yeah, that's my friend, and we're having sex, and you want to get with her. Oh, I would no problem introduce you to her.
Ooh.
But you never coming back to this ever, and that's just you have to make that decision.
That's just because he not him.
Oh, it would be like a fight. We gonna. We
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, when it's him, he jack and control the room.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, I didn't bit my head at people rumbling. This one rumbling. This one rumbling. This one rumbling. I'm like,
I've never had. So you're right. I just never met. I don't don't even know if even it was him, because even if you are asking me, if you are even asking me about another female, then we, that means that.
But how about if he wanted to bring, I'm not like this, he might never had a threesome, I ain't never even been to a strip club. But what I'm saying is, this man, he was wanting to bring her, because women like women now too, like right. Shit.
I'm never going to bring one of my friends in.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's too close.
Too close.
It's like your cousin thing. Like, I'm never, like, anybody at this table, like my...
But it could go down, is what you said.
My close circle.
But it could go down.
My close circle, I'm not going to bring one of my close circle whatsoever. Not going to happen. Even right. though I kind of, I trust them, I know they wouldn't do it again, but I'm still not going to bring a close circle in because I just don't feel comfortable with that. Plus, like, I don't want...
Yeah, I understand that.
Yikes. Outside of that, I don't know.
Like, if it's somebody in the inner circle, that, I mean, that's going to be my first question. I ain't going to hold y'all. That okay. might be, once we get to talking and I like the convo and I'm like, man, look, man, you know this person. Like, you dealt with any of my men. Like, you know who's in my circle. You know what I'm saying? We've been talking long enough. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a couple days in convo every day. You know what I'm saying? Type of thing. And I ask you this question. Like, that might be a deal breaker for me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Depending on how close this one is to me.
Let me ask y'all this.
You know what I'm saying? Depending on how close they are to me.
One time I was going on like a little date with a friend, right? And we went to somebody's like house for a little party or whatever. And as we were driving there, he was telling me like who was going to be there. And I don't know his friends like that. But then he said this one name that stuck out to me.
Stuck out to me. My nerves.
Well, babe, I believe I fucked your friend. I said, how is this gonna go down? Like, when we get there, like, is this gonna be a problem? Should you drop me back to my car or what? And he said it was okay, but I felt like it was an issue when we got there because the friend was. I haven't seen him in 5 years, and he was so happy to see me. There was a lot going on. I'm like, damn, I done fucked both of these niggas, and they, you know, it was just crazy. I mean, me and the guy, we still talk, but it seems like shit, like, kind of...
It was different, I think.
It was different. And the other one found me on Instagram and called me.
And you know how that's going to go. Yeah. You know how that's going to go. He going to hit you with, I miss you, big head. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, friend.
Yeah, and you got to drive, too. Yeah. The way I feel.
Oh, so you don't do nobody that don't drive.
I learned my lesson.
Oh.
I'm cool even if you don't got your own place. You might live with mom, but God, if you don't drive, you have to at least have your own Uber. Like, I do not like, oh, you coming to get me all the fucking time. Okay. Man, Uber your ass over here, man. I'm not doing that. Like, I don't, that shit blow. We grown. And I'm old as shit. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga's hilarious.
Bro. Yeah, but we all old as shit.
Like, yes, and I'm old as shit, and then I don't want no, for y'all, I don't want nobody under 25. I'm tired of this shit. Like, I don't want no old cougar either. But,
what's an old cougar?
Okay, I'm going to tell y'all what my problem been, right?
What is the cougar age?
So my problem been, like, if I date somebody my age, they be like, oh, you make me feel old, blah, 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 blah. And everybody think you this young nigga, and I'll take you to see my mom, and she thought you was fucking in your 30s. And I'm like, it is what it is. I just don't want no 25-year-old, and I don't want no 40-year-old. Well, it depends. If she bad and over 40, hint, I'm going to keep it to myself. But if she 40, and she kind of bad, and she kind of youngy looking, I'm cool with that, too.
Youngy looking.
So you're basically a looker. Your looker is, like, strong. Like, if you're not a looker... Like,
no, because I'd be surprised. Yeah, it been some people came in. You talk to her, boy. So I get that sometimes too, because it's not about the look; it's about how she make me feel.
Yeah, it's right. The personality.
But a lot of times I meet people that look nice. You know, what I'm saying?
How old are you?
41.
So wait, you 41, but you're not going to talk to nobody that's 40 because they a cougar.
I look 41.
Listen.
Hold on. Watch this.
Did you just lie to me?
Do I look 41?
Listen.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Every girl that I talk to, be in they, like, even all my kids' moms, they not even, one of them, just, like, they in, I'm just know they young. They not in their 20s. But you know what I'm saying? They, like, 32, 34, 35. Like, my oldest is, like, 37.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I can't go under
28.
Y'all better than me.
Yeah, the 25, I can't do the 25.
Yeah, I can't do under, like, at this point, like 30.
Yeah, I got a young baby daddy, but he takes real good care. with no problem.
What's he young?
He's young.
Oh, she was rocking the cradle, Slim. That's what she don't want to say. You can't get locked up, can you?
Nah, he ain't all.
Mm-mm. All right. But, teens, 21?
No.
What's your age difference?
We like 6, 7.
That ain't young.
That's
not young.
Or somebody young younger, yeah. I think, but he was young. He had a young mentality, too.
See, because you know that age so now to me, it's weird with the weird, because you got a lot of old dudes who chasing a young nigga lifestyle now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then you got the young girls now that's trying to be a little bit older sometimes. So that's one of them, it's the maturity with the energy that they present, you know what I mean? But usually when I meet an old woman, she want to do, when she like, you don't got no passport, that blows me. Like, it's certain shit, and they be like,
that's their non-negotiable. They're trying to take trips.
They try to play with you. Like, you ain't
never they do.
You went to Miami.
They really play with me. They really play with
they
me.
They
like,
try to be on the bench with somebody's son.
Yeah, they be like,
hey, hey, he be ready to go. It's time to go.
Yeah, I'd be like,
time to go.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah.
Catch your flights, not feelings. Yeah,
they old. They want to go to fucking, what's the hand dancing Joan on?
Oh,
no. So Chateau and all that. No, I don't electric slide. I don't boogie woogie woogie. I don't do none of that. I'm in a bounce beat band. Like, I don't even like to go see Junkyard. That's my favorite band. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So, all right, so 43 as a woman is too old.
If she like to do my type of shit. Okay. If she like bounce beat, if she like laser tagging and motherfucking
go-kart racing
and going getting ice cream and I eat piece of them every day. You know what I'm saying? She don't got to do that. But I'm just saying, like, I eat, you know what I'm saying? I like certain shit. I'm cool with that. If she got a young mentality, like, she like, look, baby, we ain't getting old. We got this fountain of youth. Look, we.
So what's your age range?
I mean.
Wait, first of all, how old are you?
I'm
34.
Okay.
Okay.
But, I mean, I can't do, like, I guess 28 to. I would consider a 40-year-old right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
what's the oldest you've ever dated?
See, young dudes like old women.
I was, yeah.
Young dudes like,
I was 18. She was 30 at one point. Young. When I was 18, she was 30.
When you was 18, she was what?
She was 30.
Mm-hmm. And did you like it?
I mean, I'm 18.
Or was it just the sex?
He was 18. He was young. It was probably she probably cooking.
It was the money.
She was cooking for that nigga.
It was the money. She was giving her money. I was 18 years old.
Oh, you had a sugar mom.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is.
I moved in. You got me fucked up. I moved in. I was 18.
This bed comfortable.
I'm
going nowhere. She got Wi-Fi.
I just came home from job court and everything. I'm moving in. Where you at? Oh, all right. What I gotta do? What we doing over here? You know what I'm saying?
Because I very rarely. What we doing? Older women don't even really come to me like that. Okay. I'm dead ass. Like, especially if I'm out. Fuck no. They be like, I'm not talking to this nigga.
Oh,
no,
I've ended y'all.
That's fine. So, we just want to thank y'all so much for coming and blessing us with your presence and sharing and getting unfiltered with us and diving into this pissy pool of dating in the world today. Y'all enlightened us. It got a little crazy here and there. That was fun. Y'all was feeling some of our points, so that was good too. Right, like y'all, exactly. A lot of our points resonated with y'all. Y'all was like, okay, yeah, that's definitely a thing. So that's great. So that's it, right? That's episode 3.
I ain't know we was live.
Is that
I definitely wouldn't say my age like that. Shit. Now watch. Don't nobody know that. So now.
Hey, y'all. So tune in again with us next week.
Follow me.
On Thursday. Yes. Follow A. Yappa. Follow DMV Mario. Follow Not the Girls Next Door. Follow RMXRadio.com. And meet us back here next Thursday at 7 p.m. Yes. Same time, same place for It's Giving Ho, Ho, Ho.
What I do?
I had to put my hand on her shoulder.
like, hold on, what I do?